Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Whole team is back together today. Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell is here. Not just at the sports desk, but going to join me in a conversation with Will Perdue, the former Bulls player. It's Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. It is game two tonight. Do they have a chance in hell?
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. It's just that they have to play really, really, really well, and Billy has challenged them to do so, and their room for error is very slim. But yes, they can win, as they proved on game one. They put themselves in a position to win, but just couldn't finish the job.
So what do you chalk up the whole awful shooting night in game one? Is it credit to Milwaukee? Is it just a strange basketball thing? It was the worst night to have that type of shooting performance, and DeMar after was like, there's no way I'm shooting that poorly again.
Well, first of all, let's address DeMar. He went in late last night in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum and got up a bunch of extra shots. There's video all over social media of that, so he's going to be prepared. Secondly, Milwaukee didn't shoot that well either. They only shot 41%, with the Bulls shooting 32%. You know, Milwaukee's defense is solid. The Bulls really stepped up and played some of their best defense, probably in the best they've played since All-Star break. So the question is, what are the other areas of the game where the Bulls can really make hay? And the thing was, though, they didn't take advantage of Milwaukee's mistakes. Milwaukee had 21 turnovers. Off those turnovers, the Bulls were only able to generate 15 points. You like to average like 1 point per turnover, you know, so you missed out on 6 points there. Then they actually picked up 16 offensive rebounds, right? But you could only generate, 13 second chance points. You know, you missed out on three to six points there. So they just have to do a better job of capitalizing on Milwaukee's mistakes, and hopefully their defense plays as well as it did on Sunday, and then they can take those mistakes and generate points on the other end of the floor.
So Will Perdue is with us on Chicago's Afternoon News, and last week when we had Hoops Talk with you, Will, you said you cleared your schedule for 5 games, planning on the Bulls to win one. Were you enthusiastic enough about Sunday night's performance that maybe you're going to clear your schedule for one more day?
Not yet. I want to see what happens tonight in game two. Listen, you know, I've tried to taper my expectations. The franchise is moving in the right direction. The team is moving in the right direction. You know, I don't want to sit here and go backwards and say, hey, think where we were 2 years ago or 1 year ago. You know, let's talk about progression. But I saw exactly what I wanted to see on Sunday, how hard they played, the intensity of which they played with. They never backed down. They made that run in the second half to get themselves back into the game and give themselves a chance to win. They did all the right things. Now you ask the questions, can they take the next step in game two and actually win the game? Because I think they woke up the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the Milwaukee Bucks were sleepwalking a little bit. They went back and saw that they beat them 4-0 in the regular season. So now you're going to get Milwaukee's best shot today. How are the Chicago Bulls going to respond? And I'm going to judge a lot on what we see in that first 12 minutes in that first quarter.
I'm with you, Will. The most encouraging takeaway for me was the fact how, you know, it's kind of cliche here, but gritty they played. They fought their way throughout that entire game, creating those turnovers on a horrible shooting night, something maybe they were missing for much of the regular season. But to see them be that competitive and compete and not back down after the way that game started, it looked like it could get out of hand, and they kept fighting.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, was it a 9-0 run?
Yeah.
By Milwaukee, you know, listen, I go back and I look at my notes. You know, the shots that the Bulls took early were good. They just didn't go in. I think there were some nerves because a lot of these guys had never been in the playoffs. And we talked about the difference in intensity. Listen, this isn't just an issue with the Chicago Bulls. Go back and look at Monty Williams, the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, press conference last night after Phoenix lost to the Pelicans. And he talked about his guys. And he's talking about a lot of his guys went to the finals last year against this same Milwaukee Bucks team, are being reminded of the intensity you have to play with in every facet of the game. Yeah, something improves from one game to the other, but if something else declines, you haven't made any improvement. You're still in the same level you were at. Everything needs to improve to give yourself an honest chance to win the game.
So 50-50 chance tonight that the Bulls win?
I think it is. You know, again, I think it's going to be paramount that they get off to a great start. You know, we'll use a boxing term. You know, Ken McGill likes to use those all the time. But, you know, the Bulls need to step in, land the first punch, send the message to the Bucks that they're not backing down again. They're picking up where they left off in game one. And if Milwaukee's going to win, they're going to have to earn it. The Bulls aren't going to give it to them.
Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, Will. We appreciate your input.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll see what happens, and we're all just clamoring for that weather on Saturday.
Yes, we are. 80 degrees. In fact, Bill Snyder told us yesterday that that is going to be the warmest day of the year thus far. So we're not anywhere near that right now, are we, Mary?